The Ghana Police Service has outdoored a new unit known as the Formed Police Unit to tighten security in the country. The service yesterday paraded equipment of the unit through some principal streets in Accra to show off their preparedness to deal with any eventualities. The Inspector General of Police, Mohammed Ahmed Al-Hassan, who outdoored the unit, noted that the constitutional right to demonstrate has become a major challenge for the service, hence the need for the service to strategically manage public events in a way compatible with international standards. Irabna Paha has the details.
The parade of four contingents made up of 456 men and women of the police service were divided into groups, namely Alpha, Bravo, Charlie and Delta. Parade Commander Chief Superintendent Nahamza Ayikani Yakubu escorted the IGP and the Police Management Board to inspect the parade and equipment. The IGP, Mohammed Ahmed Al-Hassan, explained the duties of the Formed Police Unit and its expectations.
The Formed Police Unit has four departments. The unit shall function as a cohesive mobile police unit with specialized skills and capabilities of responding to public order situations in order to prevent escalations and maintain law and order. Other responsibilities of the unit shall include hostage rescuing, counter-terrorism, criminal intelligence gathering, house and vehicle searches, removal of barricades, roadblocks, search and the protection of VIPs and vital installations. The units shall act as backup support to the general operational units in public disorder situations.
Ms. Al-Hassan said plans are far advanced to transform the Palugu Recruit Training School into a public safety training school for specialized training. The Formed Police Unit was formerly the Integrity Squad Unit of the Ghana Police Service.
That was Irabna Paha's report.
Meanwhile, the police administration says the rebranding of the Armored Squadron Unit of the service forms part of measures to respond to mob actions and demonstrations. Speaking to Radio Ghana, the acting head of public affairs of the service, DSP Cephas Arthur, said the unit will be expanded to all the 10 regions of the country. He said the police are poised to restore public confidence in the service. He spoke to Yaya Kwamwa.
The purpose is only to support the police or to enable the police perform their mandate of maintenance of law and order in the country at all times. As law enforcement organization with itself, it is becoming of it to make reforms from time to time to meet the challenges of the time. So if you've been observing, you realize that for some time now, a lot of reforms are taking place within the service. You go out to the public in the cities and you see advantage points, police officers standing there and ensuring that the right atmosphere is created for people to go about their duties in peace. Just a couple of weeks ago, or just about 1.5 months, the police were in Tech Rally to inaugurate the Marine Police Unit. And so it is just a continuation of these reforms that warranted the inauguration of this Formed Police Unit also. In fact, it used to exist in the form of Armored Car Squadron due to international best practices and conformity with the United Nations standards. There was a need for the Armored Car Squadron to be reformed, retrained, kind of rebranded for inauguration. And that is what we did yesterday.
So what goes beyond this inauguration and rebranding?
Yeah, the function of the unit is to provide security by way of quelling demonstrations and other issues, maintenance of law and order, mass disorders and other things. And as the IGP mentioned, they are also specially trained to handle rescue missions, explosive situations, vulnerable areas and vulnerable persons protection unit is also within there. And so generally, it is supposed to quell demonstrations and rowdy situations.
Yeah, but why at this time?
Why this time? The police has been undertaking reforms in the service, and there has been a timetable for each of such reforms in any situation. Why not? That is the essence of policing, and we are prepared to handle every situation. So if you have inaugurated it today, and something rowdy, something disturbing issues out of the court case determination, and we deploy them, would have acted in line of our duty and in conformity with our rules and regulations that establish the police service.
Yeah, well, but this with this unit, is it going to be limited to Accra or the other regions as well?
All the regions have their branches. So regional headquarters, the various regional headquarters would have branches of the same unit there. Kumasi will have, Cape Coast will have, Takoradi will have, Bolgatanga, who and the other places are all going to have their branches.
But are we to see more reforms within the Ghana Police Service?
That is so. We are going to see more reform.
You heard the acting head of public affairs, DSP Cephas Arthur.